You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. With RNIB's See Differently Awards back this year, you still have a bit more time to send in your nominations. Now, the awards are an opportunity to shine a spotlight and celebrate how both big and small actions can create a more inclusive world for blind and partially sighted people. Now, joining us to update us a little bit on the nominations and how much more time we have is Susanna Scott from RNIB. Lovely speaking with you today.
Hello.
Let's have a bit of a refresher. What are the See Differently Awards?
Yeah, so the See Differently Awards are about recognising and celebrating the outstanding efforts that maybe individuals or teams or even employers are doing to improve the world for blind and partially sighted people. So it's very much around celebrating the hard work and dedication of people who use their time and their skills to improve the lives of people living with sight loss.
Fantastic. And the award ceremony will take place later this year. And I believe we still have a bit more time to send in our nominations because I think you've extended the deadline a little bit.
That's correct. Yes, we've been inundated with nominations. So we've actually decided to extend it to Sunday, the 11th of February. So you've still got time to put in a nomination. The nominations actually close at midnight on Sunday, the 11th of February.
Which I think means you need to get it in just before midnight. So it can't be midnight. It has to be like 11:59 is your final time.
Precisely, yes.
Well, what categories do we have? I think, is it seven categories?
Yes, so there are seven categories. So we have Campaigner of the Year, which is all around recognising the sort of commitment and courage in campaigning to, you know, improve the world for blind and partially sighted people. We have an Eye Care Professional of the Year. So that's around acknowledging outstanding health and social care professionals and organisations that sort of demonstrate an unwavering commitment to providing exceptional care, whether that's in the clinical or the non-clinical support sector. We also have a Best Content Creator of the Year award. So again, that's using social media to break down the barriers faced by blind and partially sighted people and allows them to sort of galvanise support for a social issue. We have a Team of the Year award. This is around recognising significant contribution to improving lives of blind and partially sighted people. So it could be professionals working together. It could be a sports team thinking about their dedication to improving inclusion, for example, or it could be community groups, maybe even a knitting club that's working together to have a positive impact of people with living with sight loss. We have an Employer of the Year award, and that's around recognising organisations which are committed to providing an accessible and inclusive workforce. It might be that they're making significant efforts to ensure that their hiring process is fully accessible or supporting new or existing workers with sight loss. That's actually a category that we would love some more nominations in. So if you are listening and feel that you know an organisation that meets that criteria, we'd love to have a nomination in. We also have a Volunteer of the Year award, and that's typically about individuals who have dedicated time, skills, passion, energy within their community. And then we have a Design for Everyone award. So that recognises maybe an individual, an organisation, or perhaps a small business that shows their commitment to understanding sort of everyday challenges and finding sort of solutions through accessible and inclusive design of products or services, technologies, etc. We've had some amazing nominations in for that award, but again, we'd love to hear if anybody is currently using a product that they feel that has transformed or is transformative in the way that they inform and help their everyday lives. So yeah, there's a couple of categories we'd love to have some more nominations in for. Do go onto our website and have a look at the criteria and do have a think about somebody that or an organization that you could nominate.
Can we nominate anyone, and how do we go about nominating?
If you click onto the website rnib.org.uk/SD awards, there's information on that page about the awards themselves, the category criteria, and then there's a space, there's a little button that you can click on, and that takes you through to the nomination form that you can fill in. So nominations are open to anyone except obviously RNIB employees, but RNIB volunteers are eligible. But there are FAQs and T&Cs on the website as well that you can read if you want to just have a check.
And when would we find out if our nomination was successful?
Well, once the nomination closing date, so 11:59 on the 11th of February. After that, and we are looking at it at the moment, we have a panel internally at RNIB from all kinds of experience, campaigning, volunteering, sort of marketing, you know, lived experience as well, who are looking at those nominations. And then we whittle it down from a very long list to a short list. And then the shortlist is sent to our judging panel. So we have a panel of independent judges, and they will look at the three finalists per category. And between them, they will discuss who they believe of those three should be the winner in that category. And the shortlisting process and the announcement of the finalists will be in sort of early March.
Well, we will keep in touch with you so we can get the latest updates on the successful nominees. But for now, Susanna Scott, Brand Projects Lead from RNIB, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Paulina.